The brutal killing of a Shia kid in the Saudi city of Medina has triggered angry reactions from rights groups and activists. A taxi driver beheaded 6-year-old Zakaria Al-Jabir over a week ago after finding out he was Shia. The child and his mother were going to visit the shrine of Prophet Muhammad in the holy city. A rights group says the incident is a result of ongoing violations and lack of protection of the Saudi Shia population by the country's security forces. It added that Saudi Shias have been under a military crackdown by the Saudi government. Saudi officials have not made a statement on the killing yet. Well, Paul Sheldon Foote, a professor at California State University, is going to be with us. Just bear with me, please. Paul Sheldon.
Yes.
Hello, well, I've got you there. How is it, how could something like this have actually happened? This is obviously, from what we hear, the killing of this child is not just a random incident. It comes from government lack of attention, let's say, and lack of kindness towards the Shia population. Can you tell us more on how this has, where this has stemmed from?
Well, you're much too kind in your description. I've lived and worked in the Middle East. I've worked in Sunni countries, in Ba'athi Muslim countries, in Iran, a Shia country. I have never heard a single Shia or a Ba'athi Muslim ever say negative things about other Muslims. But living in the Sunni countries, it's unbelievable. I've had numerous arguments over the years with Sunni Muslims. I cannot believe how stupid they are. They say such terrible things that Shia, for example, are not real Muslims. They're worse than non-believers. And I say, crawl out of your cave. I mean, we heard that garbage in Europe 500 to 700 years ago when the Catholics were doing inquisitions on Protestants. And finally, they realized that they were idiots and no one is going to believe in Christianity anymore. How could there be a God if people are supposedly in the semblance of God? And I said, you people are the best argument there is to say there is no Allah. Anyone who sees a Sunni cannot possibly believe there is one. So this has come over decades. I've been having these arguments for decades with Sunni Muslims.
And excuse me, sorry to interrupt you one moment, please. Is this a Sunni thing, a Sunni attitude, or is it a Wahhabi attitude? Because it sounds like Daesh behavior to me.
Well, you can say Daesh all you want, but explain to me why 2 million Muslims continue to go in the Hajj every year to Mecca, including Shia Muslims. Where is the moral outrage? Where is the condemnation? As you noted, the Saudi government hasn't said anything about this yet. Where are the Sunni Muslim groups up in arms about all of these things that are being done against Shia or anyone else? I don't hear it.
And where is it leading in that case? Where is this leading?
It's leading to the destruction of Islam. More and more people are going to leave the faith and Islam will be dead.
I can't argue that. So what do you see anything being done about it?
No, I don't. When you have Mohammed bin Salman, the head of Saudi Arabia, able to kill Khashoggi, able to kill large numbers of people in Yemen, the Saudis have been funding communist terrorists to attack Iran, you name it. They've been doing this stuff for a very long time.
So what you're saying is that...
I used to work in Oman. The Saudis provided the support against the Oman in the Dhofar Rebellion, made it possible for a communist rebellion. I mean, the Saudis are totally despicable people. They will support anyone, communists, you name it.
And the U.S. supports them, so we can't hope for...
unfortunately.
So we can't hope for human rights groups to do much either. Thank you very much, Professor Sheldon, for the link.